Retirement is not the answer. Freedom today is. You're at the peak of the mountain that you've just spent all this time in training and all this effort to get to the top of the mountain. And can you imagine your response being, I hope it's enough. I need to take control of my finances. I need to be the CEO of my financial picture. Nobody else cares about my money the way that I do.
What if you could reclaim hours of free time each week, create legacy building wealth, and devote more energy to your passion projects without giving up on your career as a life-saving MD? Dr. Vikram Raya is a functional cardiologist, high-performance coach, and real estate expert. Is here to give you the tools, strategies, and solutions you need to transform your life, unlock your limitless potential, and achieve greatness, all while freeing up your precious time. Welcome to Limitless MD. Let's dive in.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Limitless MD. I'm your host, Vikram Ryan. Today, man, I have a really good friend of mine, Joey Muir. He is the man, the myth, the legend, one of the co-founders of Wealth Without Wall Street. This person is on a mission to literally transform how we think about money. The OG way, the old school way of thinking, where I know Wall Street is a financial trading powerhouse in New York City, but it's also a mindset. And he's ready to break the mindset. And he's doing it to help entrepreneurs, wantrepreneurs, which are high-income professionals who want the next level. And they've helped over 10,000 individuals and counting of how to break out of this, become their own CEOs, and take life to the next level. So, Joey, welcome to the show, my friend.
Could not be more grateful to be with you today, man. It's going to be great.
Awesome, Joey. So let's talk about it. You know, we all are on this treadmill of life. You had to break out of it for yourself, and now you're teaching others to break out of it. How do we break this hamster wheel?
Oh, man. Yeah. First of all, we got to define the hamster wheel for somebody who may be on it and not even realize it. The hamster wheel is, and I'll use my personal story because maybe you relate to it, is when you go on vacation with your family, and I was at the beach, and right there behind the beach is a boardwalk, right? Or excuse me, behind the condo or house we were in, there's a boardwalk. I send my wife and my five daughters down that same boardwalk and say, hey, I'll be right behind you. You guys go ahead. I just have to make one more call. If right now you know exactly what comes after that,
dude.
3 or 4 hours later, I walk down that boardwalk, and there's my family walking back up the boardwalk towards me. And you can imagine their face is not happy. It's disappointed. It's regret. It's, I can't believe my dad, my husband is physically here, but he is miles away, right? He is mentally on a treadmill because he cannot stop the active income production or everything falls apart. That is the hamster wheel. That, whether you call it the corporate grind, whether you call it like going up the corporate ladder, whatever it might be. Like, I know you and I've talked about, Vikram, it was education that led to more education that led to a position or a status, a doctor behind your name that then all of a sudden you're just a really high paid hamster, right? Because you're the only thing at work. If you are the only thing at work, if your money is not at work creating passive income, you have no freedom. And that is the mindset that we want to break. Retirement is not the answer. Freedom today is. And we can break that down however you want. No, but that just
that's,
give
that,
you
that's set really the stage. Juicy, man. This guy gets it, guys. I mean, I got a little bit of like shivers and like regret, like because I remember I was that guy. And another way to describe it is you're in a nice resort in Orlando. Everyone's at the pool relaxing. You tell your family, yeah, I'll be right down. And I just have to go back to the room and do one thing. And it's a phone call. It's let me check the laptop. Hey, if you're a doctor, you're checking in your practice. If you're an entrepreneur, you're checking the numbers. You know, if you're a sales guy, you're checking the last, you know, your last investors or contacts, something, right? What that means is you're a high paid slave, you're a high paid widget, you know, just running this race. And the question really is, you know, what's the price? And I think you elucidated that beautifully. Like, and I think you're saying this because you've been through it yourself.
100%. And I could share with you more stories that kind of, it took me many of those little stories that woke me up. And that's the thing that I want to like call people who are listening to us today. If you haven't woken up to this, you'll never change. You have to have a wake-up call, something that prompts you to say, something's not quite right. Like, you know, people don't go to a doctor until they have something that is just not quite right and they need to get it checked out. This show should be that wake-up call to say, this isn't what I really signed up for, but I'm just kind of doing stuff out of default. I'm just kind of putting up with life because I've bought this idea that eventually that's going to come in retirement. Well, I'm here to tell you that like your life is number one, from a biblical standpoint, it's not guaranteed to tomorrow.
Yes.
Right? That's the first thing out of the gate. It's not guaranteed till tomorrow. And the people in your life and the things that God has called you to be a part of are today. Right? Your contribution is today. What are those things, those like gifts, those things that you're uniquely capable of providing that you're either not even involved in, or you've just kind of said, yeah, one day I'll get to be able to fill in the blank. One day I'd love to be able to fill in the blank. Those are the things that are much more possible to be doing today if you could take your financial life and redirect some things, like put things into different locations and positions to get to them. But until you say, man, enough's enough, I'm not going to just keep doing what I think I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to change the way I think, and I'm going to start redirecting those things to today.
You know, one of the interesting things you mentioned, Joey, is really this concept of freedom and time. And it's really this concept of really being a time millionaire where, hey, you really have the time to do whatever you want. And, you know, I know my landscaper, he's a smart guy. He's from like El Salvador. He has about 7-8 people working for him. He has like, I don't know, 50-100 lawn contracts. And he takes 3 months off, go visit his family back home, comes back. And then I have buddies of mine who are cardiologists, and they're working 80 hours a week, cranking it out. Premature hair loss, white hairs, they're like, you know, their skin is like starting to, because of the radiation exposure, their skin's starting to break down. They're overweight. They themselves probably need a cardiologist. And I'm like, huh, who's richer? Who's more smarter? Who's more successful here? the landscaper or the cardiologist, right? And it's,
sure.
And you don't have to choose either, but there are methodologies that we're going to talk about now that you can unpack and just take it one step further and really recapture that time freedom you're mentioning. So let's talk about this. You know, most physicians, the pain points, and that's the people who listen to the show, they're going to be high-income doctors making between, you know, $300,000 to $1 million. There are entrepreneurs here who are figuring out how to get to the next level. And there are people who, you know, want to get started in entrepreneurship, the wannapreneurs, like you suggested. Many of these high-income doctors, they feel trapped. You know, they've been told, hey, the only path out is this, max out the 401k, wait 30 years, hope it's enough. Tell me what's broken with that system.
Oh, man, everything is broken with that. But it starts with the initial sale, and that is retirement. Retirement is the mindset that keeps you enslaved today, because it tells you, you know what, you do something for 40 years, and you keep your head down, and you just grind it out, and little by little, you peel off a little bit of what you're earning, and it is being, quote unquote, managed by somebody else. So you're immediately, I want you here, when you say managed by somebody else, I want you to replace that in your brain with abdicating leadership of your finances. Now, that's a strong medicine. That's a strong term, but I'll tell you, it was happening to me. I was in the mortgage business. And I was doing exactly what I'm talking about right now. I was keeping my head down. I was grinding it out. and I was putting as much away into 401ks, IRAs. I was just about to start down the path of 529 plans for my daughters. Like all the things, these are the things that we are being sold every day that are good for us. That these are the things that, like, we're not smart enough to manage our money on our own. We don't have enough time and energy to put into the complexities of the market. And, you know, this takes a real skilled hand to manage your money and all this sort of stuff. So we give it up to them and they then create a hope strategy. Your hope is that the money that you're putting away will dollar cost average its way into this massive pile of money that will then, at some point, again, 60, 70 years old, we'll be able to start peeling dollars off the top and hope that it doesn't run out. And this became real for me, Vikram. I was at the beach with all my stories are on the beach. I don't know what that's about. But I'm sitting there, me and my wife and kids, we all have these matching Wealth Without Wall Street, like swim shirts. You know, I mean, we're just corny that way, whatever, marketing.
Corporate swag, baby.
I mean, we're sitting there on the beach and this older lady walks up and she says, "What's that on your shirt?" And I was like, "Oh, well, this is our company, Wealth Without Wall Street." She said, "Oh, okay, what's that about?" And I start telling her. And her response to me after hearing what we do, she says, "Yeah, well, my husband and I, we retired last year. I hope it's enough." I want you to think about this. So, Victor, you just told me you climbed a mountain this like recently.
Yeah. We were in the green room, guys, we were talking. I just came back from Mount Rainier. Crazy experience. We'll have to probably talk about it in another episode, but yeah, go ahead.
I didn't mean to steal your thunder, by the way, but you're, so can you imagine you're at the peak of the mountain that you've just spent all this time in training and, you know, all this effort to get to the top of the mountain. And can you imagine your response being, "I hope it's enough," right? That's what the equivalent, I heard her say that. And I thought psychologically, that is a massive letdown. Like there's no chance you get to that point that everybody's trying to quote unquote summit this picture of retirement. And then it sets in. Well, what if the market goes up? Well, I hope that it goes up. Well, how could I affect it going up? No, you have no control over it. Okay. But what if it goes down? Can I keep taking the kind of money that I thought I could take out, or should I hold off? Should I go get a part-time job now? Because I don't know. Like, that's the end of this idea of retirement. So we have to stop thinking that is the valid way that we should live our lives, because that is how everything gets affected after that. What we do with our money, what we do with our time, our energy, if it's in light of that picture, we will make decisions in light of that. If it's like, wait a minute, I need to redirect things. I need to take control of my finances. I need to be the CEO of my financial picture. Nobody else cares about my money the way that I do. If that's how you start thinking, everything changes.
I think two words come to mind: extreme ownership, right? That's it. It's taking that responsibility back. So listen, Joey, doctors often think they're too busy to start building passive income, or that's too risky. What's the biggest limiting belief that you see holding them back?
I think it starts with that first one. They're not smart enough to do this on their own. They haven't spent the time that, because think about it. Doctors especially get their confidence from what?
Studying, doing their procedures.
Knowledge, knowledge, education, time in the OR, whatever the case may be. They have familiarity. They have extreme depth in one field, right? They specialize. These are things that doctors gain confidence from. Well, how much time and energy and effort did they ever get to spend on finances? I can tell you, we've done conferences with doctors and they've had virtually no training on how to run a business, how to manage money. And so what do? They make a whole lot more money, but they have very little education on what to do with it. And so a lot of them end up in all sorts of trouble, right? Financially, or they're doing...
It's almost a cliche. Doctors are horrible investors, right? And it's not that the doctors, the just being a doctor makes you horrible. It's just, it's the lack of time, energy, focus, and dedication toward that skill set.
Correct. Correct.
And I think that's what you probably help many people with your educational platform.
It is. Yeah. And again, I don't want to like beat the mindset thing to death, but if you don't have the right mindset, you won't shift what you do to accomplish the different goal. Right. But once you have that mindset, then it is, I need two things. And this is how we break it down in our world. You can do this wherever you want, but just in case, you have to have a system that supports your end goal. Okay. Your financial system is either, this is another bold statement, but I'll just roll it out there. What you do with your money, your financial system is either helping you get closer to or further from financial freedom. Closer to or further from financial freedom. And I'll give you a practical, because I want to be as tactical as we can on the show. When you decide, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, whatever the case is, and I want to change, I don't want to buy this retirement myth, I want to be financially free today. That means my passive income I have to produce more passive income than monthly expenses. Right? Or said differently, I have to have more passive income coming in than my lifestyle. If that happens, I have my calendar here on my phone, these little color-coded boxes on my calendar, I get to place them there. Until that point, until the point where your passive income exceeds your monthly expenses, someone else dictates the boxes that go on your calendar.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, you're nodding your head. You're like, yep, he's right. Someone else dictates where you're going to be, when you're going to be there, and with whom you're going to be doing it. And when you become financially free, I get to be the one to say, where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing? And who am I going to be doing it with? Those are the things we're trying to solve. But as soon as you get that, now you can start applying what you do with money to it.
And the cool thing is, that's what people are really chasing, right? Money is a tool. Money is a way to get to your real goals, which are time, fulfillment, autonomy, true freedom, like
contribution, impact, exactly,
all of that. Yeah,
100%.
So that's what really lights people up. But they think money is a way to get there, but they realize there's many ways to earn that money.
Exactly.
And active versus the passive is what we're really, you know, emphasizing here. There's nothing wrong with active income. That's how we all get started.
Right.
If that's your only stream, how much risk are you putting yourself at if something changes in the system, the environment, the government, the economics, the
massive, massive risk. So I want to apply this really quickly to people that like things that you already know. Okay.
Hey, before you do that, I want to do something.
Sure.
I know you have a powerful three-step methodology in your new book coming out. It's called Wealth Without Wall Street, The Three Steps to Freedom Through Passive Income. As you start maybe breaking it down for these doctors and entrepreneurs on the show here, maybe you can talk about can you walk someone from an overwhelmed paycheck to paycheck, 401k only, high income earner making, let's call it $350,000 a year, to the promised land.
Right. So that's so good. Yeah. So think about this. It's easy to remember this. That's why we put in the book. A GPS is what do we do? We put in our current location, like it tracks our current location, and we put in a destination. And what happens from there? It tells us the most effective or efficient route to get there, right? It may give us a couple other options, but ultimately it starts with where am I at now and where am I trying to go? As long as I know those two inputs, it can tell me what steps to take. So those are our three steps, right? The goal, plan, support. Think about GPS, goal, plan, support. We've talked a lot already about the goal, Like, what are you really here for? What are you really trying to accomplish? The impact that you're meant to have, the depth with your family that you crave, that you just don't have time to produce, right? There, whatever that why is for you, you have to have that. Then you just need a plan. And we would put the plan, we call it the passive income operating system. That is the vehicle, the architecture that will then help you make decisions as the new CEO of your finances to get you closer to financial freedom. And under that passive income operating system, there's many components, but one of them is, where am I? I need to redirect cash, because right now I'm putting cash into things like, for instance, a 401k. When I put money in a 401k, I have to ask the question, and this is the simple framework. This is why when Wall Street tells you you're not smart enough and this is too complex, it's a lie, okay? If you just simply break it down by passive income greater than monthly expenses, that's all you need to know. And so you say, does when I put a dollar into my 401k, does it produce a passive income today? The answer is no, right? It's just accumulating. So then does it reduce a monthly expense when I put a dollar into a 401k? The answer is no. So if it's no to both of those, then the real question is this getting me closer to or further from financial freedom? And I would say it's keeping you further from, because now every dollar I contribute to that vehicle, unless I'm in my 60s, right, is no longer accessible for me to use to start producing passive income or reduce a monthly expense. Well, then you say, well Vikram, this is where my company's matching it, right? So this free money, are you telling me not to get free money? I'm saying absolutely don't get free money, because that free money is the carrot that's enticing you to lock up your money until you're in your 60s and 70s. We can't keep doing things that don't get us closer to financial freedom. And we can apply that to many different things. I don't, you know, want to beat a dead horse, but that's how we start to think. And then our system is built around that. Does that make sense?
Let me ask you a bold question here. Let's say someone has $500,000 in like a 403B, 401k, not doing much, you know, maybe growing at the rate of inflation slightly more. Would you recommend tapping it out? If they have a GPS, if they have a goal, they have a plan, they have a support, take the penalty and do something with that money.
I'll tell you, there's two responses to that. One, I'll tell you my personal story. I had over $200,000 or $300,000 in my 401k whenever I left the mortgage business and started down this path. And I immediately, because I now had clarity on what I was trying to do, said, how fast can I get that out of there? Mm-hmm. And I did take the penalty, and I did pay the taxes at that current income level that I was at, because I knew it was going to cost me years by leaving it there, years. And so my why was so much bigger than the penalties. And I will say this, just keep it really simple. Once you become an investor, which is, we can talk about, that's the support piece. That's that last piece, GPS, the support. Once I become an investor, the real question is, if I break this down, the taxes I pay on my qualified plan today are really a wash, assuming that I have to pay taxes on them at some point, right? Whether I'm in my 60s or today, I have to pay taxes on them someday. If we just keep it even, Steven, it's no cost. But the penalty, if I can't produce more than 10% on the things I'm going to invest in, I shouldn't do it. And that's because I'm not an investor. Because I can tell you, Vikram, there's investors in our community, they don't get out of bed for something that's more than less than 20%.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm right there with you, my friend. That's
right.
That's so, how we play.
So we got to outpace a penalty. Like, yeah, we have to quit thinking defensive. We have to think offensive. And it's less about the 20% that I can produce or more. It's about, what kind of cash flow can I produce today to replace my monthly expenses?
So and, let's Let's do this. I really want to be tactical here. For someone listening right now, you know, a doctor earning $400,000, they have student debt. They're working through. They got the doctor house, the doctor car. They're living a great lifestyle. They have the potential to keep earning that $400K. And they want to take their first actionable step toward creating that freedom. And they want to follow your Wealth Without Wall Street 3-point game plan. What would you say is their first tangible, actionable step, Joey?
Great question. And we call it a game plan session where we meet with a coach and we talk through your system. What are you currently doing with money? How is it getting you closer to or further from financial freedom? And then once they're like, okay, I'm in, I want to redirect these things. I want to create my own system. We actually walk them through the components of that. Sometimes it's literally adding a checking account in a place that we don't have now, because it will help us create clarity of how much income we have versus how much expenses, like your personal P&L. That's what we address it as that. Business owners know a P&L is what you live and die by, right? But sometimes as people, as you know, like personal family economy, we don't think in light of that. And so we just have all of our money going into an account and it gets taken out at various times during the month, and it creates confusion. We don't know how much is left over to save, how much is left over to invest. So we have to kind of create some really clear architecture. The second thing that's embedded in that system is we have to start storing our cash in a better location, okay? Because nobody invests all their money all the time immediately. They have a place that has to be stored before they go and deploy it into an asset that produces passive income. And that's where we dive into a concept called infinite banking. We can talk more about it, but ultimately that is the missing piece a lot of people typically have never even heard of or haven't used and implemented in light of what we're talking about today, in light of financial freedom. And so our coaches walk them through exactly how to do that. They set it up for them according to their custom plan. And then they're so that's really the first step. And then boom, they have to become an investor. We can talk about what that entails, but does that make sense as far as?
So first is, hey, let's get a plan. Let's get awareness. Let's see, you know, as a business, you know what the profit and loss is, but as an individual, do you know that? And right. Then it's actually getting clarity. It's actually taking a half a day and looking at your books and saying, hey, look, how much money am I spending on all my household items? What is my daily living expenses? What's my luxuries? What's all of that? And then it's not to judge, it's just to be aware. And then it's like, okay, what are all my income streams? Is it from my work? Is it from my surgical center I own? It's, you know, what is all that? And then, great, now I have the income. I have all the expenses. I have all my assets. I have my liabilities. I have a true financial scorecard. Then you're saying, hey, perhaps there's containers like infinite banking, and then there's investment vehicles like real estate or stocks or investment or crypto or whatever the so many investment vehicles out there that they can start reallocating to those things. So then we start growing these little seeds of passive income that eventually germinate. Now you started,
exactly.
you and your partner, Russ, you started with just as simple as $2,500 of passive income in 2020. Is that right?
That's right. June of 2020, we throw out to the world, hey, we just opened the kimono. This is what we got going on. And by the way, we're not excited about it. We're embarrassed to say that that's all we can show in terms of our passive income. And we did it so that it would force us to have to report on it every single month. And man, that made a huge difference for us.
So what have you built it to now?
So now we're over $50,000 a month. And we, again, you can see the whole progression for those 5 years. You can look back and see, but man, building it through all sorts of different types of streams. I think we've had as many as 21 at one time. But you know, we've had to pare that down as we found out the winners and the losers, which is also part of the process of being an investor, right? Which, by the way, let me just mention that. You're a doctor. You got praised for getting things perfect and accurate and right every time, right? In school, You're always looking for the 100. You want to be at the top of the class. You want to be this, right? It means don't make mistakes. Like that's the mental like thing that you're feeding yourself. Well, as an investor, making mistakes is actually sometimes part of the process. And fear of making a mistake can keep you paralyzed from getting to what we're talking about, this financial freedom journey. So I don't want to, you know, like belabor that, but just as you're listening, like this is part of it.
Yeah, let's break that down a little bit. I'm glad you brought that up. So, you know, doctors are rewarded for being perfect, rewarded for not making mistakes. They don't get sued. The patients like them. It's so important to actually be slow, steady, and correct. That's the opposite characteristics of wealthy investors and entrepreneurs. Elon has just blown up, you know, several of his rockets, but now he's at a point where he's leading the space race among his competitors. Like so many people innovate, mess up, you know, lean startup methodology. And they're just like, what's the worst possible product? I could just want to launch it, get feedback from the market, and then tweak it, make it better. And, you know, the goal with having a mentor and a coach is, hey, everyone's going to still make mistakes, but we're not going to make you to make stupid mistakes or life-altering mistakes. You make micro mistakes, but we'll rapidly get you to where you want to go. I think that's the key, right? Mistakes 100%. Are part of the process, but you don't have to make other people's mistakes. You can learn from other people's mistakes and still make your own, but do it in a way that's mitigated so you can hit your goals faster.
Well, that's why I love about what you do, Vikram, is you are, and I mean, you're going to be the first one to say, looking back in the rear view, there were things that you did that were off, like you missed. And you're willing to share that so that people only pay wholesale for those mistakes, not retail like you do.
I love that.
Right? Yes. that's what, I mean, people are like, hey, isn't it kind of braggadocious to, you know, get on your podcast and talk about your passive income? I'm like, heck no, it's not. Because I would rather you learn, because we're sharing everything, like the good, the bad, the ugly. Like you need to know that, man, this is really a bad place to park money. By the way, in case you're considering buying an RV and having it rented out by a third-party management company, don't do it. Just don't. I've done it. It doesn't work. It doesn't cash flow, and they depreciate so fast, it's ridiculous. So my RV called Cousin Eddie, you know, you can hear stories about him all day long. But but yeah, you have to. Let me just say this. We're not advocating for people to be careless and reckless as it relates to investing. Oh, well, this is just part of the process. I have to make mistakes. That's not what I'm saying. Start with a foundational education. Start with a community of people. Start with a coach, somebody who's been where you want to be, and learn the basics, learn the foundations, and then start taking action based on that. Some of those actions will be imperfect, but as you have that confidence that you've built from some education, from some people in your world that have been there and done that, now you can launch and you can start taking action. But just don't be like throwing the towel the minute that you make a mistake or you get into a deal that doesn't produce nearly what you expected or whatever it may be. Just want to kind of reiterate that.
Joey, in my life, I found that it's not the people I hang out with that have helped determine who I become. It's who I reference myself to. It's my reference group. It's the people, the peers I compare myself to, or I want to learn from, or I want to be like. Tell me, how important is that? How important is your peer group or the reference group in determining the destiny of these physicians, of these entrepreneurs, of these Wealth Without Wall Streeters who've joined you guys? Like this community, like, this is not common, right? This is not what we talk about at dinner parties. This is not common. This is not what we talk about at the bar or wherever people hang out, right? At sports arenas. This is a unique group of individuals I've cultivated, you've cultivated, and it made a profound difference. So tell me about that.
For sure. Yeah. You said the word that I was going to reference anyway. Do you want common results or uncommon results? Hmm. You cannot do common things to have uncommon results. So you have to change that whole mindset that I want to be like the water cooler at work, right? The water cooler at work is common. They're very much stuck in the same cycle and the same mindset. And now you're listening to this podcast, you are already outside of that mindset. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you.
Yeah.
And so you have to change your environment. Think about the you've ever heard the analogy of crabs in a barrel.
Yeah. Let's tell that story. I think
it's a good story. Crabs, if you put them in a barrel, there will be some of them will try to climb out, and what the other crabs will grab them and pull them back in. If you don't change your bucket, you will constantly be brought back to the level of your community. And so you have to change your environment. The people that you're most around will affect the way you think, the way you act. If people around you are talking about retirement, they're talking about their 401k and how good it did or didn't do or whatever the case may be, they're not taking massive action towards a different goal.
Yeah.
Financial freedom is a drastically, it's an upstream strategy. And you have to be with other people on that same journey. Otherwise, you're going to get pulled back.
And I love that crab analogy. It reminds me, like, you know, the analogy I like to use, Joey, for the physicians out there listening, there's this place where all the physicians, especially the old farts who think they know everything, it's called the doctor's lounge. And I call them the doctor's lounge mafia. And what happens is you walk in and there's like a hierarchy, and some people, the young doctors, are like scurrying in, grabbing their food, leaving. The older doctors are like sprawled out like they own the place. And, you know, people are bragging about, oh yeah, I bought NVIDIA this. And this is where this is not, see, true financial savvy investors have systems, as Joey has pointed out. Most people are not investors. They don't have systems. They're speculators and they're gamblers.
Yes.
And they, oh, I bought NVIDIA here, but they don't tell you when they lost money. And, oh, crypto, I bought it at $20 and I was like $200,000, you know, like all these people, that's not an investment strategy. You want something. First of all, it has to produce some cash flow. Why? Because you're trying to replace your expenses and optimize your lifestyle, you know?
Right.
And that actually allows you to back off your main job if you choose to. You don't have to back off your W-2, but this is the methodology of how to do so. And you want consistent monthly income, and you want stability, you want safety, you want a structured return, you want tax optimization, right?
Right.
You want vehicles to do all this. And that's the difference between what you hear in that and those kind of arenas and what me and Joey are talking about today.
Let me just add something to that thought. So one of the biggest money traps, and when we walk people through that first step in our process, is the stock market. And so thus, I mean, you would expect that, right? Wealth without Wall Street, we're going to say don't mess with stocks, but it, for a good reason, because psychologically, one of the greatest money traps is the stock market. Think about it. Today, I buy into a stock pick that someone has just passed on at the cooler, you know, water cooler. Oh yeah, man, I bought this fill in the blank crypto coin of the century today. And what happens? It starts going up. And you're like, man, do you want to, at that moment, take that money off the table? The answer is no, because it's FOMO. Psychologically, I don't want to miss out. It could keep going to the moon, right? Well, what if you put the same dollar in and it starts to go down? Do you want to take your money off the table then? The answer is no.
I'm going to lose money. I don't want
to. I have to realize the loss, and who wants to be a loser, right? So when do you ever take that money off the table in the stock market? You don't. 9 times out of 10, you don't take the money off. And did it produce a passive income? No. Did it reduce a monthly expense? No. So it is one of those sneaky money traps that are keeping you from financial freedom. And you just think you're in the game that everybody else is playing. By the way, common results or uncommon results? Like, that's, we have to keep training ourselves. We're in a different game. We're playing chess, not checkers.
I love that. So, you know, as we wrap up here, Joey, what do you think is a couple of big lessons in your own history? And you also seeing, and another thing I would, before we get to that, let's actually do something else. Let's talk about the guys who are already playing it well. There are a group of the individuals who listen to this podcast who actually have achieved financial freedom. So now what's next?
For those?
Yes.
I think they're just like you and me. They have to start giving it back. They have to start being the ones, you know, that the people always say, in fact, somebody on the call recently was telling me there's the levels of education ends with contribution, because the teacher always learns more than the student. Man, the process of learning is great and you start seeing results. That's awesome. But as soon as you do get to that point, whether you want to or not, people are going to start saying, well, hey, so Vic, how did you do it, man? Like, I see you doing all these cool things and I'd like to be in that position. Like, can you, like, what? This was always what they say. Well, what did you invest in? You know, they just want to shortcut the process, right? But you can't shortcut the process to financial freedom. You can't skip steps. But as that person, it's already kind of arrived. You know, think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The very tip of that is self-actualization. That means I'm now in a position of contribution. I have something to give, and I need to provide that to give impact, fulfillment, so on and so forth. So I think that would be my next step. I don't know. What do you say?
No, absolutely. And the thing is also, you know, if you think wealth is a tool, if you think money is a tool, and it's an amplifier as well, right? Stingy people will stay stingy no matter how much money they have. Generous people are generous even if they have $0 or $1 million, right? So if you're doing it for the right reasons, if you think you're in alignment with your core values, your hierarchy, your faith, amplify, man, amplify, and even help more people, and like help contribute, philanthropy, charity, lifestyle design, give back, create legacy, trust, you know, and at some point money becomes a spiritual game. It's really not about, if you're adding value and in exchange you get, you know, income or money, perfect. Let's add more value to the world. Right.
For sure.
And I think it's thinking like that. It's not necessarily an end game because, oh, I'm hitting a certain number. If you're going after numbers, you're probably running the wrong game. It's more about, hey, how much more people can I add value to? How much impact can I have? How much contribution? How much value can I provide the marketplace? And if you keep doing that, you'll be rewarded, but it's up to you to decide what to do with those rewards, you know?
For sure. I'll add this, like this one mindset that I get from my faith, as we're talking about, is all of the dollars that I receive, I say that I receive them because I'm a steward of them. Mm. Like if I really believe, and that this is truth for me, is that God has provided them to me, not for my own service, but in the service of the kingdom. So how do I steward those dollars? And so that has actually helped me to stay focused on some of the things we're talking about today. Your system has to support that. Then from there, what can I do to steward those things at the next level and at the next level? And I start even thinking now, like I told you, I have 5 daughters. Each one of them, I want to not only give them like financial gain that they can then do something with, but the knowledge I want to pass down to them is, how can we partner together on some of these passive income ideas that now you can implement for your family, and they can contribute to their family in a unique way that had I not wanted to steward this knowledge and the money that has been given to me, I want to continue to pass it down so that there's greater impact from generation to generation within our family bloodline.
Yeah, I'll tell you a tangible story of this. Like my two boys, Veer and Armand. Veer is 14, Armand is 12. They just started middle school and high school respectively. And, you know, over the summer, they wanted to do something entrepreneurial. We brainstormed a little bit. We kicked some ideas around. They ended up buying a vending machine, and they used our life savings, you know, all their birthday monies and all that, and they got something. But they didn't know what they were getting into, and they realized, oh my God, there's a lot of work. They had to do it after school. We were the Uber drivers to get, you know, do the vending machine refills, and we did all that. But over the year, they learned things. They watched YouTube videos. They read books. They got some mentorship, some junior kid mentorship. And now they're like, okay, they realize, hey, let's save all our earnings. And now they ended up buying their second machine. And now they have a business. They're thinking about this as like a real business owners. They're running meetings. So it's cool. And it's interesting how that's going to change their life. Like how their mindset has shifted to becoming from a W-2 or like an employee to being an entrepreneur.
Oh, there's so much. I mean, whether they become the vending, you know, empire down the road or not, yeah. The knowledge that they learned and they're gaining is priceless for sure.
So Joey, as we wrap up here, I want people to figure out, you know, what's the best way for them to get into your ecosystem, your network. I want them to learn about Wealth Without Wall Street. I found it to be a compelling platform and community. Also, your new book, Wealth Without Wall Street, is coming out. The three easy steps people can take. And you have a podcast as well, which is also named Wealth Without Wall Street. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you, Guy?
We're not very creative on how we name things, Vicar. We just stick to the script, you know, Wealth Without Wall Street. But if you go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/limitlessmd, that will tell me that, hey, you heard Vic and I talking on this show and you gained value. Our contact info is there. There's a free quiz that will show you how close you are to financial freedom. And whether you need to set up the first step of getting your system or you need to engage our passive income lab where you actually get hands-on education, a learning to become an investor, those two steps, wherever you're at in your journey, we'd love to support you.
Awesome, guys. Guys, that's wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/limitless. Tons of free resources, tons of information. Listen to the podcast. Go get a copy of the book. It's going to be available on Amazon soon.
Yeah, it's actually already live.
Okay, so it's already live, guys. Go pick up a copy. And Joey, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate you. And to all the listeners out there, thank you guys so much for supporting us. I'm so excited for the growth of the podcast and the YouTube channel. And until next time, be phenomenal.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Limitless MD. If you found value from this episode, I encourage you to share this episode with a friend and let me know by leaving a review. For more information, make sure you check out the links in the show notes below or simply visit vikramraya.com. Until next time, be phenomenal.